This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting remotely. U.S. law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety during next Wednesday's inauguration, despite warnings about further violence in Washington and around the country. Some 21,000 National Guardsmen will be backed by hundreds of federal agents and local and state police officers. After visiting with some of the military groups already on duty in Washington, Vice President Mike Pence on Thursday thanked the FBI for aggressively pursuing those responsible for the attack on the U.S. Capitol last week. The FBI has arrested dozens of people in connection with the rioting and expects more arrests in the coming weeks. States across the country have also increased security in response to the FBI warning. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion coronavirus response plan Thursday evening, emphasizing the urgency of passing legislation to help Americans through the pandemic and the economic crisis it brought on. Biden's plan includes a new round of direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, funding to promote the safe opening of schools and mounting a national vaccine program. Also included is $400 a week in additional and unemployment insurance through September, providing relief for small businesses, notably those owned by entrepreneurs of color, was also detailed in the plan. The aid proposal comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 388,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is